This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, as we proceed to the business of News Talk Radio this past week, thanks to a lot of work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who are new to the program, we have 40 or so extra affiliates this week that have joined us with the new assemblage at the USA Radio Network. So we have people that are getting used to different things that are hopefully are important, the discussion of the events, the people, all that stuff, the stories of the week. Talkers Magazine has for 30 years, every week, 52 weeks a year, gone through the talk radio world, talking to hosts, radio station managers, getting an idea, listening to stations, what the big stories are of the week. So we have the charts for the week of June 13th to the 17th to discuss the top 10 stories. I'll go over with you them. Is that a sentence? Does that make sense? I will go over them with you.
There you go.
Anyway, I'll go over, yes. People to the list as well. So joining me for the conversation are Jennifer, I still am stumbling with the DJV stuff. I have everyone.
It's been six years or however long it's been. Now, of course, it's going to be hard.
Yeah,
you
it is.
You stumble with the good day stuff on the DJV show. What else?
I know. So anyway, we're back. The people of the Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner is here, and Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles to work with the information that we have and the powers that be. So let's first go back through the story list. Number 10, the talk convention and all the talk about the talk. Talk. Number 9, the floods, heat wave, weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my overview, I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard me. Did I discuss this before we went into a different zone here? There's a study that came out from NASA and NOAA about the condition of our planet at the moment and what it was like 4 million years ago. Have you heard that story?
No.
All right. So you can use this. You don't have to give me credit. You can use this on your morning program in Los Angeles. You can look this up, by the way. Jay, you remember, I don't have it right in front of me, but I know if you go to the NOAA website, you can find the results of this study of the planet. Amount of CO2 and all the other gases and all the other things that everybody's worked up about, it's exactly today the way it was 4 million years ago on the planet.
Not one
iota's different. So put that in your ears and smoke it, folks. All right, so we get into that afterwards. I just got off on that tangent. Number 8, the social media, the world of social media. Jay will pursue that with us. Race relations and Juneteenth, I guess, happening this weekend. Number 7, gun control. Interesting things going on in the bipartisan gun bill talks. I get Jennifer to bring us up to date on that. The war in Ukraine. What an outrage this is going on, and nobody's bumped off Putin. Wow. COVID and some pretty outrageous things coming out about Dr. Fauci. Let's see, the January 6th committee. To hear or not to hear, that is the question. As usual, the primary results, I'm sure Jen will have some thoughts about that. And the economy is number one this week. Cost of inflated gasoline and all kinds of other things that are affecting us, cost of food. At number 10 on the people list, that phony Fauci. Elon Musk is at 9. The Putin and Jinping twins are number 8, tied for that position. Brett Kavanaugh is at 7. Ron DeSantis at 6. He's becoming quite the controversial character. And it could be that Elon Musk and DeSantis would be in the same, might be in the same category, at least as far as discussion is concerned. Let's see here. Ginny Thomas at number 5. Liz Cheney at 4. Jerome Powell at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. Okay. I want to just spend some time a little bit here on the House Select Committee investigating the events surrounding the storming on January 6th of the Capitol and what has gone on with the public hearings this week. And Jennifer, I'm sure you have little to say about this, but I'll...
Well, you know, it involves my congressman, the never honest Adam Schiff. So,
Mr.
Of course,
Phony Baloney.
Yeah, I've been paying attention.
He and Fauci are two peas in a pod. I'm not sure which of them is the bigger phony. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, here's the problem I have with the January 6th committee. If you want to witch hunt, that's what they're doing. If you want to get to the bottom of this so that the United States Capitol doesn't get stormed again, I don't know that they're doing that. And so, for me, if you're legitimately concerned, and I think every American was, you know, from the beginning, the people who went inside the Capitol should be prosecuted for going inside the Capitol and for messing things up. Just like anybody who messes up a federal building should be held responsible, in my opinion. And you have a lot of those people who are sitting in jail and who have had the proverbial book thrown at them, right? I mean, treated more unfairly than I think other people have done the same thing. So you've got people in jail. You've got investigations underway. So what's the point of this committee? Well, okay, we want to figure out how it happened. Not one person has asked Nancy Pelosi why she turned down the National Guard, which President Trump's
administration... Those are all good questions, by the way. You're asking the right question.
Had offered her 4 days before because they knew there were a lot of people coming, and they said, do you want the National Guard? She turned it down. Why she was in charge of the Capitol Police at the time, it still is, the Speaker of the House, why she didn't have additional staffing. I mean, you listen to these poor police officers, and they were overwhelmed. So that's why some of them looked like they were moving barricades, probably. They were scared. They were letting people in and didn't want to put themselves in harm's way, and I can't blame them. You got a lot of people wearing horns and animal pelts, and you're going to move out of the way. So why were they overwhelmed would be the question. Why wasn't local police? Why weren't the Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. called in? And these are questions that I have about how we prevent things from happening like this again, and instead of having this weird political witch hunt where they're out there calling, like, Rudy Giuliani a drunk. I mean...
He was drunk that night.
Well, of course, maybe he is. But what's more important, saying that Rudy Giuliani was inebriated on election night or figuring out how to secure the United States Capitol? Representative Louder was a great one from the hearing, the second hearing this week. I think people are going to stop caring. I don't know. I think people are.
I stopped caring, and then I watched that Friday night. I haven't talked to you since that. Last Thursday night, a week ago, Thursday, there was that primetime all the networks carried.
Yeah, I watched it. I was watching it, and this is unprecedented because there is not anybody that has been put on that panel from the minority party. Nancy Pelosi pushed down all of Kevin McCarthy's suggestions, which is why you've got your girlfriend Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger.
Excuse me. My girlfriend Liz Cheney. Thank you very much.
Who aren't really asking any hard questions.
My girlfriend my girlfriend is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's get it straight.
I understand. So I'm sorry. What did you think on Thursday night? Were you just compelled?
I was fascinated by it. I turned it on as Liz Cheney was doing her thing, and she asked all the right questions and really piqued my interest. I had lost interest, as you were suggesting, because I thought it was just a lot of hooey. But then when some of the things came up that either I didn't know or I had forgotten about what was going on with all of the Trump family and the Trump, the team in the White House, it seemed that everybody was telling him except Rudy Giuliani, you lost, pal. Time to move on.
They're trying to really go after John Eastman, who's a lawyer, who was the one who was, they say, hatching the plot. But they're also using little tiny 10-second clips of everything. And I wonder if those people knew in what context those little clips would be broadcast. I mean, we all know in this business, a 10-second clip does not give you the full context of what you're talking about.
Of course not.
It was put together like a television show. And I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think the prime target is to try to get rid of the Electoral College. The next target is to try to ensure that Trump
can't
run
again. I want to get rid of the Electoral College. I want your vote to count, Jennifer. Your vote doesn't count in California. Bill, which on the countdown list is number 6, right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history. If you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions, take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Okay, so at number six, gun control. And so it looks like at the end of the week, John Cornyn, who is the GOP negotiator, walked out of the talks. Why? What was going on that made him upset? Because I thought he was pretty moderate on this stuff, listening to him last week anyway. So what were the Democrats trying to shove into this? I thought they were moving along pretty well until all of a sudden.
They have the framework, but they don't have the actual bill. And so this is where a lot of people have been skeptical because, you know, frameworks can sound great. And then when you start to read the fine print, we all know this, you go, wait a second, is that something that we're into? But, the story this week is that he just said he's through talking and he walked out. And mostly because of people on his own side of the aisle. There are a lot of conservatives that are worried that this might infringe upon people's Second Amendment rights.
No, they aren't worried about that at all. They're worried about not getting contributions from the NRA. Let's face it, they're not worried
about... Well, I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about these red flag laws.
What a red flag law is, please. Quickly.
We're in a pickle right now because red flag. So a lot of this framework, and I really honestly think that this framework's a big bunch of nothing. I think that it's senators trying to pat themselves on the back and trying to make themselves feel good about doing something that's not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and I hate to be cynical, but that's just kind of where we are. I do give John Cornyn credit. I think that he wants to be Mitch McConnell. He wants to be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, so he's trying his hand at it right now. Mm-hmm. So I give him credit for that. What makes me nervous, and I've said for a long time, as we've worked together, you guys know when we see something, we have to say something. Too much people are staying in their own lanes, and they're not calling out weird behavior. If a kid has scratch marks and carvings on their face, that's not normal, and we should be saying something about that, right? That's not normal behavior, and that was the kind of behavior that the person who shot up Uvalde had. He was cutting himself. So I know we have to say something, but when you talk about red flag laws at this point, a lot of conservatives bristle because, for instance, parents are being put on the domestic terror list right now if they go to a school board meeting and feel passionately about a certain issue. Republicans are being put on domestic terror lists if they go to Trump rallies. And so a lot of people are concerned about due process when it comes to red flag.
21 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
American Family Farmer podcast. You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, going through the charts and some of the comments from people that are listening to our various programs. So, Jay, let's go through the social commentary, the business of... well, there are a couple of things here. Jennifer, you didn't hear our conversations about pineapple pizza, which was a big to-do this week, as we
yes
hear
or no.
from...
What did we vote on?
Oh, it was pretty much mixed. It was mixed reviews, but there was also a lot of conversation on unpopular opinions. One of my personal beliefs is that Grease 2 is better than Grease.
Really?
Yes. No doubt in my mind. Tina Fanouf says pineapple does belong on pizza. Carrie Morgan says beans do not belong in chili. And Bob Berman's unpopular opinion is that the movie Avatar was boring.
Do you know what I think that about? Lord of the Rings. I fell asleep during that movie. I could not stay awake.
I couldn't even go to see.
Oh, I left the theater and went into the game arcade. My friends were like, where did she go?
Yeah, there we go.
You know, the funny thing about beans and chili is I didn't realize, that's a Texas thing to not have beans and chili.
Really?
Isn't
Skyline Chili in Cincinnati? That's all.
Yeah, they don't put beans in that, and they put the chili on top of spaghetti.
Hot dogs. Oh, they put it on hot dogs, too.
That's
I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe fries or whatever.
I think that was my initiation when I was working in Cincinnati back in the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah. No, I'll tell you, Pete Rose, who was on the same station, they took me to a Skyline, a Skyview, was it Skyline? Sky, I can't remember what it is, but he said, Skyline. So he takes me to a Skyline, of course, going in with Pete Rose into a Skyline. You can imagine what kind of a circus that was. And it was, but I didn't like it. And he says, what's the matter with you? I didn't like it.
You don't eat meat.
But there's also like cinnamon or something. There's there's some weird flavors in there. However, I only put beans in my chili, so people who think beans shouldn't be in chili, you do not want to eat my chili.
Right. Okay. The story of the newlywed that lost her wedding ring. How about some comment on that? And personal experience.
Yeah, the guy took his wedding band off and put it in his shoe on the beach, and newlywed, not used to it. So people chimed in with their own wedding band losses. Denise Edwards says she takes hers off regularly, daily, and leaves it at home so she doesn't lose the diamond. Tim Palmer says his wife lost hers, and they searched the whole house, even took apart the sink drain because they thought maybe it went down it. They never found it.
Oh. Yeah.
And Janet Matson says one of her sons-in-law lost his new wedding ring in the ocean while they were on their honeymoon. So it happens. It seems like the honeymoon is a popular time to lose that wedding ring.
Is that sort of a prediction of what's to come?
Yeah, dark cloud.
Yeah, is that an omen when the ocean itself takes the band off
takes
for you?
Takes the band, yes, right, exactly. All right, comments on some of the news stories. The gun law in Ohio, no permits. I forgot to ask Jennifer about that. Oh, my God. Jennifer. Okay,
what?
So what is this?
Yeah. They have 8 hours of training and they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they're taking it away.
Yeah, they took away.
They took away the like 700 hours, but they're still still requiring 8 hours of training.
Not in Ohio.
No.
Yeah.
Not in Ohio. No.
You too.
All right, so this is something we have forbearance on this. We'll get back to the listener comments and Jennifer's comments on the overall gun control situation. Number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and dougstefan.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange, who has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation back in 1863. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Soft on crime DAs elected to office for the last few years have proven to be disastrous for the American people. The man accused of killing two El Monte, California police officers this week had a rap sheet going back to 2009. On Monday, Justin Flores' girlfriend called police for an assault accusation. He was not arrested, and on Tuesday, he murdered two police officers in an ambush. Attorney Kurt Schlichter on Fox News Friday morning.
Look at that resume. That guy should have been making big rocks into little rocks into the foreseeable future. But instead, because of Gascon's policies, he's on the street. He murders Officer Santana. He murders Officer Paredes. Look at that family. Look at the devastation he's caused to those people and their community. But that's not it. Those are not the only victims. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of such victims in Los Angeles, victims of his leftist policy of blaming the citizens instead of the criminals. This is disgraceful. We need to get rid of this bum.
Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health. A study from the University of South Australia shows a direct link between dementia and a lack of vitamin D. The report says in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review using the resources of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, which namely include me. I'm a super. Don't you think I'm a great resource? I'm a superb resource when it comes to talking about these things. Come on, ladies.
Yes, you're not totally.
Jay Kirshner here from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn from KRLA with thoughts about the big issues of the week as we talk things through. All right, so we were embroiled somewhat in a discussion about Ohio's permitless gun camp. And it seems that Jennifer has a different interpretation of that than do we. So now we have to get down to the bottom, the brass tacks. This is number 6 this week, as I think I said on the story list. There were people who commented on this, Jay. Let's do that first. Some of the comments from social media that were commenting on what we were saying on the air about this carry law in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many conversations happening around guns right now. The Ohio's permitless carry gun law. Susan Siddell says, according to Webster's Dictionary, common sense means sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or fact, and then asks, does anyone know where common sense in America has gone? Seriously, people, the bipartisan gun deal has been a conversation with Colleen Maxie Smith saying it's all a huge mess. People are afraid of losing their guns. Congress will do anything or say anything just to get anything done. She says, I just don't understand the need of assault rifles in the hands of any American person, excluding the military, of course. Greg Donahoe chimes in, I was surprised it didn't include an increase in the purchase age. I think the improvement in background checks is logical. I'm glad both sides in the Senate have come together. It remains to be seen if the House will accept this or dig in their heels and get nothing done.
All right. So how did we misunderstand or misspeak, Jennifer, about the Ohio gun law? You don't think that we have the right spin on our interpretation.
Know, look, everybody gets their own spin. So the way I understood the story, maybe we were just miscommunicating. The way I understood the story to be is that right now in the state of Ohio, teachers can carry a gun to school if they complete 24 hours of training. So they get instruction and training. They then have to notify the parents that these teachers or these school staff members are armed. And then those teachers can conceal carry. And every single year, they actually have to go and renew basically their ability to carry that weapon on campus. And I think it's a great idea. Look, I know people have turned out the idea that every teacher should be forced to be armed in the classroom. I'm not buying that because I don't think every person has the temperament to carry a firearm and to deploy it in a manner that's safe and useful, because some people panic in emergencies and those people should not be spraying bullets around.
Yeah, that's true.
So if these are teachers who already, and in Ohio, you're going to have some who are actually gun owners, who know how to use a firearm, who take the training, who notify the parents, I think they're going to be an asset if, God forbid, something happens, then rather than something that's going to cause a problem. I think they can save lives. So I'm all for it.
All right. And to add what Jen's saying, it's going to be up to the school district to decide if they're going to allow this or not. And if a parent has a problem with the staff having a gun on the school premise, they can pull their kid out of school. They have that right to do so, and they can have their kid go somewhere else or into a school district that doesn't allow it. But I agree with Jen. I would feel more comfortable if my son's in school and his teacher has the necessary requirements and did the different trainings and has to keep up with the trainings. I would feel like if some psychopath comes onto the premise with ill intentions, that they're not going to get as far as they have been in the past, because teachers will be allowed to have this training. But for the common person, for the civilians of Ohio, anyone 21 and older no longer will need to carry a permit nor complete the 8-hour handgun.
Right.
Of course. Got it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Number 4 is a discussion of COVID as it continues. After a long delay, children under 5 will be able to get vaccines starting next week. Some may think that's a good idea. Some may think that's a bad idea. I don't know that I've made up my mind yet about it, because I'm back and forth about what is in the vaccine and how it may or may not have affected me and others. In the last couple of weeks, I've had some strange feelings in my body that I've never had before. And I've asked people that I know, is this something that could be related to the vaccine, having to do with nerves and stuff? And
my mom can barely walk right now. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys.
Oh, no.
We haven't been together the last couple of weeks. And she feels like it has nothing to do with the vaccine. And you know what? It may have nothing to do with the vaccine. But she's twice vaxxed and boosted. And she had the onslaught of these symptoms come on really fast. And she doesn't believe it's the vaccine. She thinks it's something else. I have my doubts. There's a lot of conversation about inflammation and about nerve stuff, as you mentioned, Doug, and that's what's really plaguing her. And I don't know. Everybody needs to make their own decision for themselves. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Fauci did a hearing yesterday, and, you know, he has COVID. So if Dr. Fauci's got it, I feel like everybody at some point may get it. But
yeah.
Fauci,
you know what I object to, though, is his wife's role in all of this. It's just too close. It's maybe this is ancient history, but I don't. The more I think about it, the more unrelaxed I feel. I've never liked him anyway because I thought he was a blowhard and sort of a grandstander. But, you know, was his information correct or not? Just because you don't necessarily like somebody's demeanor, that doesn't mean that what they're doing isn't right or what they're working on isn't correct. But I just find him, the more I find out about him, the less I like him.
He funded the lab in Wuhan, the fact that he's profited himself. I mean, that's what makes you people uncomfortable, the idea of him still being in charge. And Rand Paul is probably the most uncomfortable. And they had an interaction this week because Fauci was testifying via remote. And Rand Paul asked him about the kids under the age of five, why they needed the booster and the COVID vaccine. And he said, are kids getting hospitalized that get COVID? And Fauci says, no. And so Rand Paul, of course, goes on and he says, right now there's not enough data so there's no studies, and Americans should all know this, there are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death when taking a booster. And Fauci had to agree that there were no studies that show that. And so Paul goes, that's not science, that's conjecture, and we should not be making public policy on it.
So here's the reason.
Big back and forth about the reality of putting the booster in the kids.
A lot of parents are hesitant about this, frankly. Only 1 in 5 parents of children under 5 are even planning to vaccinate their children. This is different. By the way, this is a Kaiser Foundation study of people who are in their system. So, you know, a deep concern here about whether the virus has a broad impact on our health and well-being. And the bottom line is it hasn't been checked, frankly. I get sort of, I don't know if I got a kick out of this. I'm looking at this Andy Bax doctor from California. I forget her name, who was in the protest at Capitol Hill. She's got I'm not sure which is getting her more notoriety, the fact that she was in the Capitol riot or the fact that she's an anti-vaxxer. You know, I'm trying to find her name. She looks, I'm looking at a picture of her. She looks like she would punch you in the mouth if she had a chance to. So whatever her reputation is, there are a lot of trending stories on that side of the world. Let's see here. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold.
Yeah, she's one of the frontline doctors.
Yeah. She was in prison for 60 days.
It's ridiculous.
Paid a $9,500 fine because of her involvement, supposedly, in storming the U.S. Capitol. She was one of the ones who delivered speeches to the rioters.
Yeah, she was one of the high, and she was one of the, again, there were two sides to the Capitol, and I don't mean political sides, I mean two sides of the building. And there were people that were brought in to speak at the rally that then turned into people storming the Capitol. A lot of those people got caught up and they're being made examples of.
Yeah. She's in Beverly Hills, by the way. I never heard of her before.
Simone Gold, she's pretty famous.
Is she?
Speaking out against the COVID vaccine.
She got 480,000 followers on Twitter. Anyway, but she's been all over COVID-19 and against it. A judge told her that her anti-vax activism wasn't a factor in her sentencing. Well, really? Ha! She wasn't a casual bystander, so the judge said. How many other people have been through the system, though, and have been assigned time in jail or a fine? This is the first time I've actually seen a name attached to, but 800 people have been charged with this as a federal crime.
That's
300 of them have pled guilty.
And countless lost their jobs for not even going inside the Capitol, just being at the protest, absurd.
People that I know in Southern California had their houses tossed by the FBI, and they took out a Trump-Pence 2020 sticker, like a bumper sticker. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is the problem. Like, let's go after the people who went in and wrecked things and leave the other people who were just there on the outside alone. There's no point in that.
All right, up next is 44 at the hour. We'll talk about the situation with Russia and who's trying to get Brittany Griner out.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Call with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
All right, so a couple of things with regard to Russia we should discuss on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from KRLA is here, Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the aforementioned Doug Steffen. Brittany Griner is the subject of much focus. Congressman Colin Allred, where is he? Where is Allred from? What state is he? From her state, I would guess, right? What state is that? State of... prisoner, and nobody's doing it. Is bad. I thought we were exchanging her for some bad Russian guy. What happened to that?
Well, so this is the Texas's 32nd congressional district, and he is saying that she is officially considered a political prisoner, and that kind of makes things a little bit easier to formally begin the negotiations with Russia to bring her home. However, it's kind of hitting a roadblock because Russia is saying that they're not even going to enter talks on anything until at least July 2nd, which is her trial, which is the new court date hearing. And so it's kind of like, well, they keep pushing it back. So how are they supposed to negotiate and work to get her back if Russia keeps pushing back her hearing?
Well, it just, I mean, how do we negotiate with Russia at all?
I know.
Given that
Putin is a
lunatic. Attorney,
apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But good luck in Russia.
Exactly. European leaders say they want to support Ukraine's candidacy to join the EU. This is rather interesting. These same countries are playing host, apparently, to some of the super wealthy Russians that are trying to find an escape. But there are cities where some of these oligarchs have gone, and now the cities have either apprehended them or they've thrown them out. And that's going on all over Europe. I don't know. Is it going on all around the world? They're grabbing their boats and stuff.
Yeah.
Selling them and using the money to help the people in Ukraine. It didn't seem like it was such a good week for the Ukrainians, though. Did you get that feeling this week?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk about just when Russia's going to have complete control, and it may be a couple of years, but that Ukraine may not exist after that time. So it doesn't, I mean, this is a long war, and people are losing interest.
People, well, it better not. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, Talk Radio Review.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for a little cat talk, as we say here in New England. The car expert is Nick Miles. It's Nick News time. The car is... We have an Odessa plant here in Framingham. Odessa is the biggest wholesaler in the country, I think maybe even in the world, of cars. They run thousands of cars just through this one location. It's an old GM plant that was built in Framingham in the 1960s. And then General Motors left it there in the, I think it was early 90s. They were there for about 25 years. And then they just abandoned the plant. So the plant was empty for, I don't know, a number of years. And then Odessa, a big auction outfit, comes in and buys it. And they're moving lots of cars through there. What do you know about Odessa? And are there other companies like that, Nick, that sell cars in the huge volumes they do to dealers? It's basically a dealer auction site, right?
Yeah, there's lots of sort of, we call them secondary market tier companies that do that sort of thing too. Penske, Roger Penske does the same sort of thing. He has a whole plan. He also has forward facing dealerships as well. But he's probably one of the most powerful kind of car dealer, auction stroke, big wholesalers in the country as well. Yeah. And they're the meat and the bones of what sort of makes cars move for consumers around the country.
And so, the prices going up for used cars, I mean that you pay more, obviously, but I've seen the friend that I have that owns all these dealerships. He's having a picnic. He's finding good cars and selling them on his lots, trying to stick to the brand. So if you're a Chevy dealer, he wants to buy as many used Chevys as he can find to put on the lot. If you're a Ford dealer, same sort of thing. But the prices are... I'm nuts, man.
Yeah, it just sort of depends how good you are at buying used cars. I mean, you'll find knocks on the doors now from people say, what you got in your garage? What are you selling? What are you buying? If you have a car that you don't use, this is the time to sell it. I I had that Bronco Sport that I bought 16 months ago, and I haven't put any miles on it. And they're offering me now more money, $10,000 more than I paid for it, to sell it.
Time to sell it.
Yeah, exactly. And buy something new. And it's a hot market right now, and it's probably going to be for 2 years or so because chips aren't in supply, and we're not back up to.
I was talking to a friend of mine last night who's a tractor dealer, and he can't get anything. He has two different. This has been going on for a couple of years, the chip thing.
Yeah.
And it's put, he was selling 300 units of this one brand every year. He didn't get one. Can you imagine what that's doing to his business this year?
Yeah.
Not a one to sell. So.
Yeah, it's tough. There's no waste.
No, that's for sure. All right. So, are people going, the company that just bought Odessa is one of these companies that is selling online. I'm trying to figure out how their model is. Are they going to sell through the auction house? Are they going to buy all the cars in the auction themselves and then sell them on their own website? It's Caravelle, I think. Is that the name of the company? Something like that.
Yeah, I think there's always a combination, right? People aren't willing to buy cars without test driving them. These car companies that say they deliver to your house, it's all well and good, but then you suddenly find, hey, this doesn't work, or I don't fit here, or my car doesn't.
You're nuts to buy a car online. Nuts.
Yeah. You've got to test drive it at least. And they say, all right, we'll give you a week. Well, the second your car seat doesn't fit inside, or you don't fit in the driver's seat, well, where are you going to go? You know, you got to test drive it at the dealership. And plus, it's nice to at least be face-to-face with someone you can ask questions of at least for 10 minutes. Americans, you know, there's a Capital One survey out that says Americans are at least going to go to 3 dealerships before they make their final decision. But everyone's doing all the shopping online. Like, they're doing all their research and they're checking out prices and this sort of thing. And you can do that all the time before you actually do the final portion of your test driving or your shopping.
There's
tons of stuff.
One of my friends, the Ford dealership, as a matter of fact, and a lady walked through the front door and was looking for a salesman. She said, I just saw an ad online. That stuff seems to be, you know, really important to their distribution system.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
online is the way.
Save your money, or, you know, get a loan. Maybe that's the best way to get a new car. Borrow the money. It's Nick Miles, our auto expert, here at 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.